Sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Finale.
That's right. It's the Sports Dump, episode 2. I am your host, Joe Canale, and I'm here to give you all the sports you're going to need for the whole day, and hopefully under 10 minutes. But if it's over, what are you going to do? All right, so let's get started right off with the scores of the day. And we can do all the scores of the day because there weren't so many of them. We'll start with Major League Baseball, and these are the scores for yesterday. Now, tomorrow is June 1st, so we'll be going over the standings at the beginning of the month. But for now, it's just the scores. The Yankees last night beat the Orioles 8-3, continuing to lead the American League East. Oops, I said I wasn't going to say that. The Indians beat the A's 9-4. No one was surprised. Dodgers beat the Cardinals 9-4 as well, making everyone except people in St. Louis happy. The Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 3-0. The Blue Jays beat the Reds 6-4 in Interleague. The Mets beat the Brewers 5-4. The Mariners beat the Rockies 10-4, and the Marlins beat the Phillies 7-2. The Rangers beat the Rays 9-5. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 13-7 in Chris Sale's return to Chicago. And the I believe no uniforms were damaged in the return to Chicago. The Astros beat the Twins 7-2. The Tigers and Royals played a very exciting 1-0 game that the Royals won and that no one cared about. The Nationals beat the Giants 6-3 as Bryce Harper went 0 for something, but they still won. And speaking of, Bryce Harper had his suspension reduced to 3 games instead of 4 games. So thanks, MLB, for letting Bryce Harper defend himself for getting hit by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball and only losing 3 games for doing it. The Cubs continue to surprise by sucking, which is the first time that's happened in a long time, losing to the Padres, who no one is surprised sucks, 6-2. I apologize for that bad grammar there. And finally, the Angels beat the Braves 9-3, and the Angels are going to get a little special attention for 2 days in a row. Yesterday we spoke about Mike Trout, the best player in Major League Baseball, being out for about 8 weeks. He's on the Angels, and yesterday's game featured Albert Pujols hitting his 599th home run in his career. That's a lot of home runs, folks. So 599 home runs means he's almost at 600. Very good, Joe. And I have to say, departing from scores for a second, this is going to be the least celebrated 600th home run in the history of baseball. I'm hearing nothing about it. People have kind of forgotten about it, and I think there's only 9 people ahead of him, or maybe 8. And yet, because of the steroid situation of the late 90s, early aughts, mid-aughts, early teens, maybe extending into today, nobody really gives a shit anymore. So I still do, Albert, and I remember one of the great moments of Albert's career is when he played in the World Series, and I remember in the final game of that World Series, I forget which one it was, the Cardinals won it, he caught a ball in foul territory, the second to last out of the World Series, and I remember very clearly Joe Buck saying to the country, and Pujols squeezes out number 2, one of my favorite calls in Joe Buck's history. So that's my little Albert Pujols memory for everybody. And good luck, Albert, on hitting 600. I won't ever speculate on if you're juiced or not because no one will ever know unless they find out you were. All right, those are the Major League Baseball scores. And so let's move on to some of the other sports that are happening. The NHL. Well, nothing's happening right now. The Penguins still lead the Predators 1-0. But a little bit of news is that the man who threw the catfish on the ice will not be charged with felony catfish throwing or whatever. And it seems to turn out that this man went through great pains. He bought his tickets. He came up from Tennessee. He bought a catfish in Tennessee. I believe he filleted it and then flattened it and then put it under compression pants to sneak it into the to the arena. He also, I believe, doused the fish with cologne to disguise the fishy catfish smell. And then I believe he waited till the second period. So this guy went into the arena and for at least a half an hour sat with a perfumed cooked catfish in compression shorts. That's dedication, folks, and I'm glad he won't be charged for that. And that's our hockey news for today. In basketball, yes, we continue to wait for the finals. I thought it was starting today, yesterday, when I started this podcast, and I find out it's tomorrow, which is so disappointing. We're still waiting for the game to happen. We'll have more news on that if it ever happens. Too long to wait, though. I'm starting to forget about the NBA. Tiger Woods in golf news or driving news or pills news. Not sure what it is. It's celebrity news, I guess. But Tiger Woods, it turns out, blew a 0.0. And I don't know if I mentioned that yesterday, but that's the news of today. And apparently there'll be some video coming out later today, dashboard cam of Tiger being hopped up on pills. And as somebody who's taken pills in my life, I can tell you, you can get hopped up on them. Okay. They could be just as dangerous as alcohol, especially when behind the wheel. A little public service announcement there for you folks. Bobby Flay is appearing on ESPN all day to promote something, I suppose. And I just want to mention for a second, Bobby Flay is a very competitive guy. He, if you don't know who he is, he's a chef, one of the first famous American chefs. He was an Iron Chef, and he's appearing on SportsCenter today for some reason. And I just wanted to comment on two things. One, SportsCenter is not Cooking Center, so we don't need these guys plugging their shows. Nobody watches SportsCenter for the celebrities, as far as I know. And number two, Bobby Flay has kind of embodied the competitive ethos that has taken over this country in the last few years, where everything's a competition. Everything's a game show, a reality show, or whatever. Somebody's getting eliminated or winning. And obviously that comes from sports, but I think it's permeated society in such a way that we're only looking at things as winners or losers. And that's not always the way we should look at things. Didn't plan on that commentary. It just kind of slipped out. And finally, let's talk about the French Open, one of the major tennis tournaments, the four major tennis tournaments. I'm not even going to go over the scores because there's still like 100 people left in each bracket. So when it gets down to the nitty-gritty important part, we'll go over those scores. But there's too many to report now. One thing I will say, though, and this is what I wanted to talk about, is that after a match yesterday, a Frenchman, I believe his name was Laurent Locolli, refused to shake his opponent's hand. For reasons that are unknown to me. I guess they didn't get along or something. And it just reminds me of two incidents in my life with shaking hands where something like this has happened. One was on my end, where after a softball game when I was quite angry, I did not shake an opponent's hand. He and I had been yelling at each other throughout the game, and I decided not to shake his hand. And later on, I felt really bad about it, actually almost immediately. And I apologized to that gentleman later on. For my behavior, and shook his hand. Another incident that reminds me of is a couple years ago, I was coaching a women's basketball team, the Chicago Bulls, here in Los Angeles, is a team made up of comedy writers and comedians and entertainment industry people, women, and they play in an all-women's league here in LA, and I was their coach for the first season or two, and I am very competitive as well, and tend to be quite loud as a coach and tend to say things like, let her go left, she can't dribble with her left hand, or let her shoot, she can't shoot. And I discovered that the opposing teams did not like that kind of talk. And on more than one occasion, two, as a matter of fact, women on the opposing teams refused to shake my hand after the game because of the things I said. Now, again, I say these things in any circumstance. And I did not apologize in those scenarios because I didn't insult anyone personally. I was just making game decisions. But in both instances when the female basketball players refused to shake my hand, I made an effort to track them down after the handshake line to get my handshake from them. And believe it or not, it did not make matters better. So I don't know what that tells you, but that's just my little experience on handshaking. I think you're just better off doing a little handshake and being done with it, because then you don't have to deal with shit like this. Okay. Well, we got it in under 10 minutes. And if you were wondering about the Sports Widow podcast, we'll be putting another one up here today, Wednesday. And for the foreseeable future, those should be going up on Mondays. And these will be going up every day. So if you're listening, please tell everybody who needs sports news quickly in the morning or afternoon, depending on where you live, to tune in to the Sports Dump with Joe Canale. We also have a Facebook page, And I think we also have a Twitter page. I'm really moving up in the world of social media. So help me out with that and follow and listen and spread the word. And we'll catch you tomorrow on the Sports Dump and later today with the Sports Widow. Have a good one. And I'm still working on the outro music, folks. So don't be disappointed. I'll hum a little tune. That's the end of this show.